Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin walks into a room and his ass walks in 5 minutes later. What are you doing?
Oh man, Triple H, I want a guest star night, but my ass cheeks are too dummy thin.
Dummy thick.
So I didn't realize this would happen when I started like watching Giant Bomb stuff and then talking to Dave about it. But I like keep up with wrestling drama now. And not like the kayfabe, like fabricated like storyline, but like the drama with the WWE and the competing like thing that's coming up like, against it.
NXT. Yeah.
No, not, well, yes, but like,
Live, Love, NXT, we stand.
Oh,
Kevin Owens was so good on NXT.
What was it?
I don't know who Kevin Owens is. But I also keep up with my version of Dave, which is my brother David.
AEW.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. So, here's the whole thing. And it's, okay, so, direct quote from Dave. Basically, the WWE is in a real bad place at the moment, not just with the John Oliver and healthcare stuff, but the product that they're producing is real bad. A lot of fans are unhappy with the quality of the show, and wrestlers are unhappy with the working conditions and how their characters are being used and written. So when it comes to AEW, co-founded by some former WWE wrestlers and others, they have a real financial backing behind them. It's been building in the industry for a little while now, that WWE isn't necessarily the only place to go to be successful, as several wrestlers, such as Cody Rhodes, one of the founders of AEW, enjoyed way more success in New Japan Pro Wrestling than he ever did in WWE. AEW is just the first company to really come along and have all the pieces in place to rise to the challenge. But more specifically, they took a lot of shots at WWE on their first pay-per-view, specifically getting a recent WWE Hall of Famer to unveil their new championship title. Ooh. They hired several big stars from WWE like John Ambrose, now John Moxley, and Chris Jericho. There were some other shots were more specific that I don't really need to get into, but that's the basics of it. AEW is looking to challenge the WWE at a time where the WWE is at its lowest.
Honestly, go off, Dave, but also his name is Dean Ambrose.
I love him. Maybe his real name is John Ambrose.
Yeah, just talk to Dave about wrestling.
Dave, I'm fucking coming for you. I know Chris Jericho. I know Dolph Ziggler. I don't think he wrestles anymore. And I know my sweet boy, who is on the Shield team. And
I know Xavier Woods, PhD. Name
is...
And I know Ember Moon, but they're both WWE.
Name. He's my fucking guy. He was a bad guy for so long. And I was like, I like you. You're hot. And then he was a good guy. And I was like, yeah, you're hot with the vets. I was like, now show me those arms. And I don't remember his fucking name. For fucking why?
Oh my God.
Why?
Should we get into it?
Get into what?
Trash day.
Oh, time to take out that garbage.
Welcome, everybody, to your favorite Boston-based gay-ass podcast, Earth. It's episode 16.
Yee, sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Sweet Daddy, 16. Get us a car.
I reveal to you this new Honda Accord.
Daddy! I want it to blow us. How could you not get me?
Fun fact.
Emerald green.
Fun fact, I did get a car when I was 16. And I drove it for 8 years.
Oh my God.
It also didn't start sometimes.
We love that, though. We love that for you.
And then I got my Butchmobile.
Yes.
We love her.
On my sweet 16, I got my license like 2 months later. And then I drove my brother's car in New Hampshire before I was on any sort of like... registry, and then I went over 120, then I had to dial it down, and then my dad called and said maybe Julia shouldn't drive. And I was like, you know what, that's valid. I was like, I get it. Nice. I got my spare keys for my mom's minivan.
Yeah. Let's pop into this.
Yeah, let's just shovel some of that garbage into our mouths.
90% of my blood is just fucking soup, and the rest of it,
I'm the trash man.
Boiling hot garbage.
Boiling hard garbage.
Here boiling hot gab.
First, what are we drinking?
What are we drinking? We are drinking soup and pampelone. Hey! Sparkling wine cocktails. Hey! Joy de vivere.
It's French. Oh. So it's called pampelon.
Pampelon!
It's a rosé lime spritzer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Delicately folded into French white wine.
It was really easy once you learned to fold in the cheese. We've both been watching Schitt's Creek.
It's so good.
Highly recommend. Should we just, I don't know, just take a fucking dump on this garbage?
Yeah.
My first garbage bin. Doing the work to improve myself. I just want to be better.
Yeah.
I just want to, like, you know that, yeah, that meme that I saw on the Washington Post's TikTok page? That it's like a staircase and there's a bunch of things like on the steps, and on the top one it's like the end, the like most extreme. It's like going to therapy, doing my therapy homework, like taking care of my body, going to sleep on time, doing my skincare routine, and on the top it's like, and like getting a better job. So it's like 8 steps, and then on the top it's just like ideal self, and I want to skip all those other ones. I just want to take a big ol' leap to the top of the staircase. And it's tough. But I have to remember that if I'm going to be worth it in the future, then I'm damn well worth it now.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Excellently said! Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
So I guess fuck instant gratification. We're here for that delayed gratification. Because when I grow out my hair and I can put it in a bun again, and when I get my undercut, holy shit.
That's when Pride Month starts.
You're damn right. That's the first domino.
In my chain.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say about that. Dunked.
I take that out, I dribble it back, I throw it back at you.
Layup.
Oh shit, she did it!
2 points!
Double fucking layup! 2 in a fucking row!
With 2 whole pieces of garbage, what's the second piece of garbage I dunked in there?
My first piece of garbage, and it's, I'm not gonna lie, it's controversial.
Okay.
Controversial, if you will.
Let's get a little spicy.
Let's get a little spicy. Mind if I take a fucking sip of that spice?
Go for it.
Okay. I need you to hear me to the end of this.
Yes.
People are accusing Taylor Swift of queerbaiting.
Okay.
And in a way, I get it, because rainbow capitalism is destructive, instead of helping, because it's just people making a buck off of, like, applying to the gays.
Yeah.
But people focusing on Taylor Swift being, like, a queerbaiter, even though she's been, like, a supporter since the beginning, like, every year she has been donating to GLSEN and GLAAD and the Trevor Project, and everyone just gets so up in arms about her doing anything good for it that they completely ignore the fact that other pop stars are doing nothing or are performing at Pride, like, where they're getting paid to perform, where people have to pay to get in, instead of being like,
name.
Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande.
And like, actually queerbaiting.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I love Ariana, but, like, that's a bad move right there. I don't like that move. But Taylor Swift rolled up at Stonewall at a fundraiser, and everyone was like, she only did that to promote her new song. Then why the fuck did she sing Shake It Off? A song released 4 years ago. Two albums ago, this song was dropped. And she went there and she was like, I'm going to sing Shake It Off. Like, I'm going to do this.
her newest song literally has a full line, and they released a lyric video before anything because they knew that would get hits, where it's like glad, like G-L-A-A-D. Like, this is the place. Like, why are you mad? Like, try and be like glad. Like, it's, and yeah, it's not a great song. It's not like a good song.
But she's calling out homophobes.
She's calling out homophobes. She's calling out Stan Twitter. She's calling out people who pit women against each other. And her music video, which was also, it was good until it was really bad. But she literally was like, hi, me and Katy Perry have not been mad at each other for years. Like, that was like 2 minutes where she like really did wrong me and then was like, sorry about that. But like, everyone was like, how dare she do this thing? How dare she post like all this pride stuff? Shawn Mendes posted a picture of a rainbow cookie that he took a bite of, and everyone was like, yes, we love our gay father. He's great. And he's like, I'm straight. I had a cookie. I ate a cookie. like, Taylor Swift literally donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project 2 weeks ago, and everyone was like, that fucking homophobe from the goddamn South. Like, she's from the South. She's from a place that is inherently toxic to the LGBT community. Like, she literally is risking losing so much of her fan base. Like, it's so much more likely that she's going to lose money off of putting out this song. But she was like, this is the right time to do it. Like, here it is. Like, here's the song. Here is me, once again, as I have for the past, like, 8 years of my career, showing that I support, like, the gays. Like,
yeah. And it's showing that
she supports.
She's not trying to overstep.
She's making a good example. And at the end of her, like, both of her music videos for the same song, the lyric and the regular, she posted something that was like, go sign this petition and call your local lawmakers to support the Equality
Act. She's getting people to vote.
She's getting people out there to vote. And in Tennessee, where, like, once again, in the South, where they have a very low voter rate for kids, like, 18 to, like, late 20s or something like that. And it just gets me mad that people are so mad about it.
Because
there's so many more things to be mad about.
Yeah.
There are homophobic people
to be mad about.
A fucking career.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart has a 20-minute bit on a Netflix special that's still there. That's like, my son was gay, I'd throw him off the fucking roof. Like, oh, it makes me so mad. Just stop. Just stop being angry. Just be like, you don't have to be like, oh, Taylor Swift, my fucking goddess, like, I love you.
You can at least realize that she's doing good stuff. Yeah, like,
she's crying.
Right.
She's our bisexual queen and we love her.
She's bi?
I follow a lot of Taylor Swift's lesbian theories, but I don't think she's a lesbian. I think she's bi, pan.
Fair.
Not anywhere. She's not straight.
She's being a good ally.
Yeah. She's being a good ally, if anything.
Yeah.
And she's probably our bi queen.
Yeah.
She literally dated her old violinist and was like, I mean, yeah. like, no one talks about that. Like, she literally was like, yeah, yeah. She has to sign an NDA, but we're not going to say why. Like, her old lesbian violinist, her name is Emily. I've read a lot about her.
Oh my god.
Fuck everyone for hating Taylor Swift for this reason. There is plenty of reasons to not like her music. I get it. I love her. And I would pay $200 to see her again. But like, I don't know. Thank you for showing me your true colors and for not digging deeper into things. And for cleaning up my Twitter feed a little bit. I got rid of some mutuals, two of whom I found out were not following me anymore. And that was a little bitter, but that's fine. Fuck you, anti-Taylor stans. Deanna, would you please take this away from me? Get this fucking...
The second thing I want to dunk in the garbage. I have been avoiding sugars and carbs. And I decided it was my cousin's 50th birthday. Last Friday. This past Friday. And I wanted to cheat a little bit. Little did I know, I would have the worst fucking sugar rush of my life. Y'all, I didn't even have a lot of rice. I had like a quarter cup of rice and some dumplings and a little sliver of like cake. I didn't eat the frosting. I didn't eat any other dessert. I went home and I thought I was gonna die. I we get home. It's 11 p.m. I had just been like traditionally Armenian dancing all goddamn night. I was like, I didn't have anything to drink because it was an open bar and I didn't bring cash and I didn't want to drink if I couldn't tip. So I was like, okay, I will just... I'm just a little dizzy. I need some water. I get into bed and like my soul fucking leaves my body. I I've started sleeping like on my side, but I like put a pillow under my waist and then like between my legs. I'm like, my soul will be on my mattress in a pile of vomit if I keep doing this. So I like lie down on my back and like I'm apparating.
Oh my god. <And I'm>
So I go to the bathroom, and in the bathroom, I'm like, keto dizzy after eating cheat meal. And they're like, please just take a nap.
Oh my god.
Please. And I'm like, but if I do that, I'll die. So like, drink some salt water. So I went to my kitchen and I got like my fucking Nalgene water bottle and I filled it with water and I put salt in the water and then I disguised it with Mio. So it was just like Gatorade, basically. And I drank it and I was like, I still feel gross. I was sweaty. Like,
oh my god.
I was like, I hadn't showered. I was sweaty. Like the hair was clinging to like my entire face. I was like,
gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
I gotta sleep. And then I fell asleep and I woke up and I was like, I can't do this. And I was just so glad I didn't have work that day because I would have called out. I would have been like, I can't.
I'm sorry. I just died. Can't come in today.
Like, sorry. I had the most intense stomach and head trauma of my life.
Like,
my asshole's on fire. Because I ate too much sugar. So I just want to dunk that whole entire experience. So,
my
thanks.
Asshole! It's on fire!
It's consuming my butt!
The fire. It's everywhere! It's everywhere! Like, that's how I'm gonna call out of work tomorrow. The fire!
So I guess, fuck that sugar rush because I felt so awful. But like, thanks for teaching me moderation.
My last garbage thing was, so the other day, I spent my Saturday, I, like, went out with my sister and my brother, and, like, we had a good day, and we, like, did, like, a walk for Scleroderma, and, like, we had, like, it was, like, a nice productive morning, and then at, like, 6 o'clock, I was gonna start babysitting, but part of the babysitting was I had to go pick up these kids from a wedding and I had to drive them home and like do all this stuff. And I was like, cool, this will be fine. And then the person who hired me was like, okay, I'll just get you an Uber to the place and we'll, what's it called? And we'll you Uber can you just like, back. I'll yeah. just, I so I drove my car to their house. They got me an Uber to the ceremony. I picked up the kids. It like used their car, drove them home. But when I tell you I've never been more scared in my entire life than in that Uber for no goddamn reason. Like, he pulled up in front of the house. I was like, what's your... I did all the steps. I checked the child lock. I was like, what's your name? He was like, this is my name. Like, here's the license plate. I checked the license plate. I was like, okay. I got in the car. And my phone died. And that I wasn't panicked until my phone died. And I was like... And I was, like, searching everywhere, and I had a cord, and he didn't have any place to plug a phone in. And I literally was, like, I sat the entire, like, half-hour ride into South Boston. Like, is this where I have to go? Is this where I'm going? Okay, well, I know if I, like, run down this street, I can get here, and I know that my favorite coffee place is on A, so I can go there. And I just spent the entire, like, 25 minutes in that Uber just freaking out. Like, absolutely panicked, could not handle it, like, texted my friends the information beforehand, and then my phone died, and one of them was calling me, like, over and over, because she was like, are you okay, are you okay, are you okay? And I was like, I shouldn't have to live in this world where I'm so afraid to use something that's so common. And, like, I got to the place, and I, like, walked around, and I found the woman, and I was like, hey, my phone died, and I plugged my phone in her car, and I, like, got the kids home, and everything else was fine. But I haven't felt pure terror like that for, like, it was literally no reason. Like, I was wearing a Mighty Ducks jersey. Like, nothing was going to happen. I'm very recognizable. My lipstick was blue. Like, several people had seen me in that outfit all day long. But I still was just, like, I'm scared. Like, everyone in my surrounding area knew where I was going, knew where I was heading home. I had a lot of people, like, who were aware of my situation. And I was still scared of this man who could not have been nicer. Like, it literally, and I just, fuck the fear that I had during that, like, entire interaction. Truth Hurts by Lizzo and Bad Guy by, what's her name, came on. And I didn't even, like dance to them. Because I was like, fuck this situation. Fuck Uber. Hate this. Ugh. So, fuck fear of things that have become common household anemones. But thank you, because you made me realize what a solid support group I have behind me. And I, like, knowing that I, like, even if anything was, like, if I was out of place for 5-10 minutes, someone would have been there for me. So, thank you for giving me that realization. Yeah, I'm sorry that was heavy. Like,
I mean,
I was gonna do something about Twitter, and then I was like, oh, you know, I felt pure terror the other day. Maybe I should talk about that.
Yo, can I have a real quick one?
Yeah.
Can we say fuck the bastardization of the cyberpunk genre?
Yes. Yes, we can.
A collective garbage bin? Fuck. Cyberpunk is not guns and dudes and neon lights.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk is what happens when we let unchecked greed control a society and the effects of that. And
I can't stop. That's it. My hands are so greasy. Like, Keanu Reeves, that's nice.
But I would also still want him to choke me with that cyberpunk arm.
Retweet.
But also but
it's not murder. We're not talking about Murder City, USA.
We're not. We're really not. I am so sick. Like, the I am talking about Cyberpunk 2077. I wish that they had consulted one queer person. Ugh. Because I understand their intentions. And I understand that, like, cis white writers want to, like, explore that genre. Is it better suited for actual queer people? Yes.
Yep.
But at the same time,
trans people don't fucking exist, you dumb shit.
I know. At the same time, I feel like if they had said, like, these are the themes we're exploring,
yeah,
instead of having that ad, TM, be just, like, in one of their demos, they could have avoided this whole situation.
Literally.
If they had one person to consult. They could have been like, yes, this is an idea we are playing with because this could happen in the future. Yeah. Feasibly. Also, her dick was on backwards.
Her dick was on backwards. It was not working. But, like,
yeah, but, like,
instead.
But instead, the artist that designed the ad in question had to be like, I just love, like, bodies, male and female and in between. It's, yeah, like, that's not the point.
Yeah. Like,
that and, like, Matt Cox, I think he, for Rock, Paper, Shotgun, he watched the demo at E3, and he was like, yeah, it's boring. Like, it still seems like they're working on the gunplay aspect, and, yeah, it's like,
how many?
You were releasing this game next year. combat, if, like, if combat year. Is, I know, I'll wait.
I'll wait till 27/7.
I will wait until I'm like 50 for this game.
Yeah.
Because I want it to be good. I want it to be so good. And like, I want it to be like a critique more than anything else. But I know it's not gonna like have that effect, or at least they're gonna like have that be an afterthought just because of their fan base. So fuck CD Projekt Red!
Fuck it!
Fuck them!
But also, like, fuck Keanu Reeves. But like, fuck Keanu Reeves. Fuck Keanu Reeves! Okay, well, if we want to talk about some good cyberpunk,
yeah.
Can we, like, get ready for friggin' Horace?
Yeah, can I, if you want a good cyberpunk visual novel, can I shout out Love Shore? Love Shore is a cyberpunk visual novel made by actual queer people.
What?
It's good. Like,
support queer artists.
Go look up their Kickstarter. Hit that woe right into our break.
Oh no. Oh, what? Whoa, no. Deanna, woe me back into this. Show me.
All right.
Me the way.
Oh. We're gonna reverse woe back and
reverse,
forth.
Reverse.
We're gonna cha-cha slide right into our friggin' hoorays.
Oh no. Oh no. Well, I think, am I starting friggin' hoorays? I think I started. Okay.
All right.
My first friggin' hooray.
Yeah.
As a Boston-based podcaster, I have exquisite taste in podcasts. And it took me a long time. I listened to all of My Brother, and Me. And then I was like, okay, gotta keep binging podcasts. Gotta keep going. So then I listened to all of The Adventure Zone. And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna try Neo Scum. Deanna loves Neo Scum. And I listened to the first couple episodes, and I kept sleeping through it. So then I was like, maybe it's just not my thing. So then I listened to all of Sawbones, and I was like, okay, let's try Neo Scum one more time. And I listened to the first couple episodes, and I fell asleep. And then I was like, okay, let's try a different one. I listened to all of Bombarded, and I was like, shout out to Bombarded. Love you guys. I have more Twitter followers than most of you. But I love you. And I was like, okay, love that guy. Now let's try listening to Neo Scum again. And it worked. It fucking worked. I'm fucking hooked. This is a great show.
Neo Scum good.
I'm starting to think Neo Scum is good.
It's just Neo Scum good.
Oh, sorry. Neo Scum good.
Neo Scum good. Joke is a year old and I'm so happy.
I think I was just like tired. I think I just listened to pop. I think I turned them on at 9 and then I fall asleep by 9:15.
You really got to pay attention to Neo Scum.
Like, I really was just like, what the fuck is going on? But the best part about Neo Scum is this one specific quote.
A dramatic reading, if you're, you will. You're in episode 5 right now, right?
Yes.
Do not spoil this podcast for Julia.
I will scream. What's your fucking name? Blintz? You mean like those fucking pastries they serve at diners? Are you calling me a pancake? No, a Blintz. But it, or no, he just... Wait, I gotta take this again.
Okay.
Because I switched their voices and it fucked with my... A reading. What's your fucking name? Blintz? Like those fucking pastries they serve at diners, huh? Are you calling me a pancake? No, Blintz. What? Just that fucking line? I had to pause the show in my car because I absolutely fucking died. Because I give such bad taste to their perfect delivery of just a line that just fucking blew me out of the water. I was like, this is so mundane and easy, and you fucking, they took it, and I just started crying.
Would you believe me if I said they were all, like, improv actors?
Yes!
Because they are!
Because they're so fucking hilarious, and they work so, all of them just mesh so well together.
Like, I think at least Blair and Mike have done stuff at Second City. You know, improv school.
You mean the Second City?
The Second City?
Not the first one, the second one?
Yeah.
The one that people go to.
The one that people go to, yes.
Like, I fucking was just blown away. I was like, this is so fucking good.
Yeah.
That's all I have. It's just Neo Scum good and then that quote. Because freaking hooray. God bless Neo Scum. Like, they're scum and I love them and they're new scum. They're the new scum on the streets and I love them.
I will give you a spoiler without context, and it's okay. Just for a character that comes in. Good boy.
Good boy?
Good boy.
Okay. Love a good boy. We stand good also boys.
Also Sasquatch. You'll Sasquatch. Get to him sooner.
Does anyone have soft brown hair? Because I love good boys with soft
brown
hair.
Oh, probably.
Oh, live love. I feel like Tech Wizard has soft blonde hair. I love him.
I love Tech Wizard. I would so die much. For Tech Wizard. The Robohog.
Robohog.
Tech Wizard trans.
He big boy, and I love him. Big I trans love. Boy with soft blonde hair. Soft brown hair.
He's blonde, but yes.
No, I think it's brown in this light.
It's like dirty.
I think in this light, this room's kind of red. I think it gives it a brown tone. Okay, all right. I gotcha. I think he's a soft Jewish boy with brown hair.
Yeah.
Soft trans Jewish Believe boy, it. Brown hair. Honestly, my ideal fucking man.
Oh my god, you're gonna love him. Oh,
okay, let's
I am so excited for you to like get into Neo Scum. That is two people. Like, wait, no, you, Amber, Dave, and like technically Ash. I've converted four people to Neo Scum. Good. I am working on the rest of the life cast. Believe me.
Greg, listen to Neo Scum.
It's Greg, good. Listen to Neo Scum. You would fucking love it's it.
So fucking good, Greg.
If you're listening to this podcast, send it to Greg. If you're listening to this podcast, listen to
Neo Scum.
Fun fact about Neo Scum: I donate to their Patreon at the $10 a month level, so I have a peepee.
Oh yeah, I forgot about your peepee.
Peepee drums. if I can get the Google Doc to work right now, I will.
I might give them a couple dollars a month, but like,
you get their newsletter.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because like it comes with Ganon's GM Ascent, like Cyberpunk GM Essentials. And that's worth it. Anyway, PP Drums is like level 10 now. They have Uzig the Champion's Blade. Their favorite food is hot dog, and my element is anime. I do absolutely nothing with it. It
just is.
The Neo Scum, like, improve my character for me. And, like, absolutely nothing happens with it. It's just, like, it's literally just I have this character that they work on for me. It's part of the PP RPG. There's no RPG. I just have, like, a scary-looking doll as a picture whose favorite food is a hot dog. It's so good. I love them. Just listen to their fucking podcast. Listen to Neoscum.
It's good.
My first friggin' hooray. Pre-KonMari-ing my buying habits, which I did not do today because I bought dice for Dave and then I bought markers to ink them. I also bought gold flake dice for me. And then I bought some s'mores sugar-free coffee syrup because I can't have maple syrup anymore. And I also bought an energy drink at Target.
Honestly, these all sound like good purchases to me. I didn't know they made sugar-free s'mores coffee flavoring and I'm honestly about to buy some.
Next time you come to my house, I will make coffee for you.
I might bring my own coffee and then steal some flavoring because I don't like real coffee. Too. Yeah, you're a cold brew person and I respect that, but I don't like real coffee.
I'm a cold brew person and I'm also like a hot coffee person. Yeah. So there's no in between.
I'm neither of those. We are the spectrum.
Literally.
When we hold hands, you see cold brew on the tips of your fingers and then your fingers are literally black and mine are blue. Painted.
Yeah. We're a bruise.
It's like a purple bruise.
It's funny because my fingers are always cold.
It's funny because I radiate heat.
When Tumblr finds this podcast, they're going to start shipping us and we have given them a ship name.
I can't wait! Oh, stop my God! This is going to be the best day of my fucking life.
This also is like a purple tinged black.
Yes! Holy mine's shit! Dead mine's like blue. Mine's like fucking blue.
Dead ass cold brews.
Cold blue. Cold brews. Oh, I love it.
I ship cold brews.
In a world where Dave doesn't exist, in a separate timeline, I ship cold brews.
Oh, yeah. It's a timeline I don't like to think about.
I don't like to think about it. But I like the idea of it. Let's go. I want to hear your friggin' hooray. Give me one.
Oh, yeah. That was my friggin' hooray. Pre-KonMari-ing my buying habits. Because your girl made a bad decision in Jordan's furniture. A couple weeks ago, I bought tables for my mom. Because, hear me out. this big ass coffee table. It's probably like 3/4 as long as this table and like 3/4 as deep.
So it's like
4x2.
It's hefty, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus 2 matching end tables. $350.
That's a great deal though.
Yeah. And my mom was like, I really don't have the money to do this right now. And me, like a dumb ass, was like, I'll put it on my credit card.
Yeah, but I'm sure it meant a lot to her.
Yeah. And then my mom took her mom to the same Jordans and was like, we're going to buy this couch. And my grandmother was like, okay. Like, you can buy as much furniture as you want as long as you can pay for it.
Oh my God.
Like, just pay the bills and like, I'll put my name down for it. So... So we're getting new furniture. We already got the tables, and they're so good.
Yeah.
They're so good. It's not like just the one table. It's got a little shelf on the bottom too that's like just above the floor for storage.
We love it.
We love it. And like, I feel like that has made me want to make my buying habits better because I realize I can't just do that.
Yeah.
Like me getting my Switch after our collective friggin' hooray was announced was a planned decision.
Yeah.
I had, like,
had that saved.
I really did. And I was like, okay, it's E3 day. I like had the money in cash pinned to the back of my closet so I would not like dip into it from my bank account. And it worked. I forgot about it. Until E3 day. Until that Nintendo Direct. I was like, I'm gonna need this. And I forgot about it in my room when I left for work because I was running late. And then the next day, I deposited my account, paid down the credit card. But.
Built that credit.
But I need to, like, be better with money. And I am. It's a process.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of bad behaviors, like, about it. And especially, like, if I'm going to be, like, having a longer commute if I get a new job in the future, I'm gonna need that money for gas and eventually for a car with better mileage. So.
Yeah. I realized the other day that I probably shouldn't spend, I think I spend like probably $25-$30 on coffee, just coffee, every week. And like I bought a reusable like mug, like it's a big boy.
Yeah.
And like that saves me 10 cents a day. And I was like, okay, that's a little bit. And then, like, today I went to a different coffee place where it only cost me, like, $2. And I was like, okay. But, like, getting a hold of spending habits is so hard. Like, I applaud you for having that be one of your friggin' hoorays. Because you're trying so much harder than, like, me
like,
and other people. Like, I literally was like, $30? That's not bad. That's good. Like, I literally, we have that Keurig and I do not use it. Because I'm like, I like that coffee better. I'm like, I could easily just brew two things
mm-hmm.
and just fill up that cup.
It's difficult. It's difficult. Because, like...
And you're killing it. You said that you spent, like, money on, like, 6 things this week. I've spent money on, like, 20.
I mean, I also did have to, like, buy groceries and stuff. But, like, non-necessity stuff, it's, like, 6.
I have Uber Eats twice today. One was just for us. And one was to buy a smoothie.
Julia.
As I couldn't leave work, I bought a smoothie and avocado toast. It cost me $10.
Smoothies are fucking expensive, though.
Smoothies are so fucking expensive. The smoothie was like $6.
Yeah.
The avocado toast was $4.
Smoothies in like the town over from me at Jamba Juice are like $8, so.
My God.
I don't go to that Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice.
I don't have money to spend on a fucking smoothie. I'll put fruit in my own blender.
I will not. I'm too lazy. But you know what I wasn't like too lazy to do yesterday?
Oh, yeah. So, I guess hooray for, like, only replacing my things. Yeah. And not, like, buying new stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Because I need that money for...
And keeping yourself in check.
Yeah.
Like, you're able to admit that your spending habits aren't, like,
the best.
And that's the first step.
Yeah.
And you're improving.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So yesterday, I just had a really good day. And I just had, like, a self-care day. And I got out of work an hour early because I didn't get a break because we didn't have enough people, but it was still an hour early. And I decided very early yesterday morning that I wanted a smoothie and soup. Like, very early, I was like, my stomach hurts, I want a smoothie and soup.
So I got out of work and I came home and I changed my shirt because I have vomit on it. Someone else's vomit, not mine. A baby's vomit.
A daycare. Yes.
A baby's vomit, not mine. So I came home and I changed my shirt and I was like, anyone want to come to Panera? And everyone said no. So I was like, cool. I got in the car and I turned on NeoScum and I drove to Panera and I got soup and a smoothie. And I ate those two. And then I was like, you know, I could drive over to the Michaels that's over there. And I didn't. I walked over to the Michaels and I went and I spent like $6 at Michaels on a Beanie Baby that had the same birthday as me because fuck it, I deserved it. It was a dragon.
It was so cute.
It was so cute. I love her so much. Her name is Dragon Fruit. Maybe Fruity. Something like that.
Cute.
I don't know. I have to figure out a name for
her. We stan.
We love her. I took her and I put her in my purse and I went over to Ulta and I was like, give me my birthday present. And they were like, ah, okay. And I bought a nail buffer so that I could like do my nails and also fix my dice. And I was like, I did this. And I walked to the next store and I was at Five Below and I was like, I need batteries. And they gave me batteries. And I walked over to the next store and I was like, this Dollar Tree is not open yet. And I was like, okay. And I walked to the next store and I was like, Total Wine, I should look around. And I bought these little, I almost bought a bunch of shots. I didn't, though. But was very close to.
Is it those little ones that are, like, pre-mixed and they come in, like, a pack of 8 or whatever?
They came in a pack of 2. And they were, like, cotton candy. The one I almost bought was Porn Star. Because it was blue raspberry.
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah. And cotton candy on the other.
Yeah! And I was like, this looks delicious.
I'm gonna get those for Friday. Yeah.
If not, I'll go get them. Like, I want them. I want to get a bunch of them and just go for it. But, so I, like, went there and I bought myself some peach schnapps because that's my favorite thing to drink. And it's on my shelf and I haven't touched it yet because it's a weekday and I try not to drink on a weekday unless I'm recording a podcast and I'm allowed to. But, like, then I came home and I was like, so I'm very good at my job. Like, that's something I have no shame in. I'm very good at my job. I'm very good at organizing a classroom and getting stuff done. I know what curriculum each student needs. And I came home and I was like, my classroom needs something. Like, my classroom needs a fucking sensory blanket so that these kids can always be learning because they're infants and they need to experience different textures. So I went downstairs and I didn't spend a fucking penny on this blanket that I'm working on.
I was wondering what that was.
It has all sorts of different textures on it. And every corner, everything is bright and colorful and beautiful, and it's just the start. And I only have, like, an eighth of it done, but it's going to be fucking great. And I'm going to throw it on the ground, and all the kids are going to be like, ooh, now I know what scratchy feels like. Now I know what this feels like. I'm going to put some sweet, squeaky toys in it because they have to exercise all of their senses or none of them. And they can put their mouths on it, and I can throw it in the washing machine because these are all washing machine-safe fabrics. And they need that because if one of them throws up on this, I can put it in the washing machine. This suede, it's fake suede. It can go in the washing machine. Like, everything. Holy
I want that energy.
I just had a very productive day, which is not something that I'm used to. And I'm very proud of myself for putting my, like, I decided very early that I wanted to do one thing. And when I got that one thing accomplished, I was like, I can accomplish the whole world. And I did not spend, first of all, did not swipe my card once. I did not spend over $40 in cash because that's all I had in my wallet. And I came home with change. So I think I did a pretty good job. And I'm very proud of myself for Julia's day off, or baby's day off, if you will.
Because you baby.
Oh, yeah, I'm baby. And, like, baby's day off is when he's going through the construction site, and that's what I felt like in that wine place. I thought I was just going to break everything. So I looked at something, and I was like, ooh, this is blue. Maybe I'll like it. It's blue. And I picked it up, and it was, like, $65. And I was like, and I put it down really quick.
Not too quick. You don't want to break it.
No. Very slowly and gently, but still fast. But yeah, so thank you, Brain, for being very good and allowing me to be as productive as I was yesterday. Yeah, I really want to hear Less Friggin' Hooray.
The Splatoon
2. I can hear the Splatoon 2 theme in the background.
I love Splatoon 2! I'm good at a shooter! Finally! I've been playing video games for so long, and I'm finally good at one! Woo! So I got a Switch.
Yes, you did!
And the only, like, full-priced game I bought for it was Splatoon 2. Because it was $50 instead of $60.
Yes!
And I'm planning on buying Breath of the Wild eventually, because I want to give it another shot.
It's so good.
Do
you want to borrow mine?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I have it in the other room.
Sick, yes. Okay, I am so deep into Splatoon builds and strategy. Holy shit. Any team I am on consistently wins. Because I had a favorite weapon. I used to borrow Dave's Switch and play Splatoon. I had a favorite weapon, and it's the Aerospray. The only one I've unlocked. So, like, there are three variants, I think. And all of them get unlocked at level 30, but I'm only level 18. So, I have the Aerospray MG. And I've learned to be good with it because it earns the most money at the end of the match.
That's what I did too.
Like, guys, I am not good in skirmishes. I can't aim. And I'm not turning on motion controls because they make me a little dizzy. And I don't like them. My hands shake when I'm playing video games. But when I tell you, I have a perfect strategy for getting up in, for just pushing turf and covering some paint. Yeah. Like, I'm consistently so inking, 12 to 1400 P.
Yeah.
By myself.
Fuck the haters.
Unless I keep getting punished. Then it's, a different story. I'm also, trying to reroll some gear and get, my swim speed and my run speed. You know, the basic stuff. And, the special charge so I can throw off more curling bombs. And, you know, whatever. It's really casual. I, have my whole outfit picked out. Ugh! God, yes! The only thing is, I think I'm gonna lose either run speed or swim speed because one of them is on my shirt. Well, it's only for one Splatfest, so it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. And I, went in so under-equipped for this last Splatfest. I was like, yeah, I'm leveling up my shirt now.
I think I do that every Splatfest. And every Splatfest, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I was like, I should have done this beforehand. Maybe that's why they give it to you a fucking week in advance.
Literally.
But it's also really easy to grind up the abilities and then just wipe it so you get the chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Splatoon 2. It's so colorful.
Are you ready for our collective boy?
Yes!
Yeah!
So E3 was this week. It's Christmas for gamers.
It's Christmas for gamers. Oh, it was so good to us!
And Nintendo was fucking Santa Claus.
So good.
In both senses of the word. Because they gave us Animal Crossing New Horizons!
I fucking love it.
Do you?
My shoulders are shaking right now.
Nintendo was like, do you ever feel like going ape shit?
Yeah, I do!
Do you ever just get fucking sick of it? Don't you just want to go ape shit? And they put us on a fucking deserted island!
And they were like, yeah, build it up from that. And Tom Nook was like, we're gonna find you one. We're gonna find you a deserted island, bitch. We're gonna make this fucking work.
And he made me pay $5,000 for it.
Yeah! What a guy!
What a guy! And you know what? He's gonna put that back into the community.
Literally.
If you think Tom Nook is a bad dude, meet me in the back of the Applebee's.
Drop your fucking location. I just want to talk.
I just want to have words. I feel like Gina from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I just want to have some words.
I just want to talk.
Now listen. If you fucking say one trash thing about my Thomas Nookington, trust me, I got this.
My favorite thing about Animal Crossing having a 1 minute and 43 second trailer is that people on the Animal Crossing Reddit have gone through and frame by frame given us a rundown of what we can expect.
I'm so excited. Ah! Fucking Animal Crossing, Minecraft-ass, deserted island bullshit I'm so here for.
couch.
Gender neutral looks. Co-op. We love them skin finally tone having skin options. Tones. Yes. Mm. The only thing we ever needed.
Really? The graphics. I thought the graphics looked too, like, sterile at first. And then I saw a comparison, like, between New Horizons and New Leaf. And I was like, ooh, we've come so far.
So good.
So good. So good. Villagers can sit. They get full clothes. I know. Sheeps don't have to just wear scarves.
Yes.
I'm so everyone proud gets of them. Sleeves.
I'm so excited. I'm so fucking excited.
I'm so fucking excited.
Inviting villagers. I can have a goddamn elephant kingdom. I'm going to have every single fucking elephant at my place. And then I'm also going to have Kiki, because she's the best.
She's great.
Best villager, in my humble opinion. And Aurora. And probably Cube.
I'm going to have Camo Frog, because he's been with me in every single starting Animal Crossing game.
You're so fucking valid. I always have Cube with me. Cube is my... If Cube isn't fucking there, I reset my fucking game. I don't do that. But I would. I would do it for him.
Also, can we talk about paths?
Paths?
That you lay down with, like, a fucking trowel?
I don't have to get a QR code, excuse me?
And then, you can pick where your villagers live.
Somehow groundbreaking. Mm-hmm.
Florals for spring.
Groundbreaking.
Flowers grow back.
I like...
You
I,
don't have to plant them.
I can't time. Feel my hands.
Oh my god.
I'm just so excited. And also Breath of the Wild 2 is going to be great. Because also, Breath of the Wild 1, it's going to be called like Heart of the Wild or like Lungs of the Wild, yeah, sure. Or like Knees of the Wild. I'm so excited. But also Knees of the Wild! They're very important.
Arthritis of the Wild.
Welcome of the Wild? Nah.
Grout of the Wild.
Gout of the Wild.
Gout of the Wild is such a fucking good... Okay. Heart of the Wild.
I feel like it's going to be Heart of the Wild.
Aortic Artery of the Wild.
Soul of the Wild.
Wait, stop. That's going to be it.
Yeah. I firmly believe... Okay, guys, get this. So, my prediction is that... For this new game, either Heart of the Wild or Soul of the Wild, Soul Silver of the Wild, is going to be us rescuing Ganon from the curse that he never wanted. I saw a very good tweet saying that, and it's all I've been thinking about. Because at the end of the thing, it shows Ganon's skull and his head like, and I really do think that we're going to free him. I think we're going to turn back his time and make it. Make us see Ganon before he's Ganon. And maybe he'll choose the bad path again. But we're going to see him make the choice.
Stop it.
That's all I want to happen.
Oh my god. I'm shaking.
But also I can choose to have pigtails in Animal Crossing. I'm very excited.
Nintendo really just came out in full force for E3. Literally. And was like, oh, what are you fucking doing, CD Projekt Red? All of our character creation stuff is gender neutral. What was even the question?
N-I-N-T-E-N-D.
Oh! Julia just signed Nintendo.
Except I did T wrong. I think this is K-P-R. I don't remember T. Whatever.
I got it.
I'll figure it out. Yeah.
Nintendo. I have a countdown on my phone for both games because I still want to play them. I just hope it's good.
You're so excited. I just fucking love them.
Guys, as of day of recording, 276 days.
Mm. Also, and if it needs to take a little longer, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it. Also, if you get pregnant right now, you can have maternity leave right in time for Animal Crossing.
I'm getting pregnant right now.
I need to rip this thing out of my arm.
Soft trans Jewish boys with brown hair, probably with brown eyes. Please hit me up right now, immediately. I need one thing, and that's a last name.
I am so afraid of pregnancy. If I was brave enough, I'd do it. I'd fully be like, yeah, I'm putting this child up for adoption.
I need 3 months.
but I also want to play Animal Crossing. Like, that's gonna fuck that kid up, though.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's not an endorsement. No, this is
a bad plan, but
it's a bad decision, and it's why I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Mom, why'd you name my sister Rosemary? Because when she was born, a rose fell on her head. Oh, thank you so much. No problem, KK.
Have a fun day at school, Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Have a good day, Thomas. Nook. Have a Timmy. Tommy.
Literally.
Isabel.
When that Isabel black screen. Isabel will be back. She's gonna be back, but you have to work for her. She deserves it.
True. Let me date Isabel, you cowards.
I don't want to date her. She's too pure. She's too busy. She has
a crush on me.
She has 19 engineering degrees.
She has a crush on me. She's Pan.
I have a crush. She is. I have a crush on her.
Yeah, but she has a crush on the mayor, regardless of gender, because she's Pan.
I know. She's great.
Okay.
I just want to say, when that fucking black screen came up, I was like, "This no, it's not going to be Animal Crossing. It's not going to be Animal Crossing." And it was, "May I have your attention, please?" I was like, "Oh, okay, we're safe." But something caught me about the font.
Yeah!
And I was like, wait a minute.
It looked like the wild
next, world. And then the next screen was like, the travel package for Nook Inc. And I was like, no!
I watched that at work where I refused to take a break because my work has very sturdy Wi-Fi. And I sat on the floor and watched it on my phone and screamed and woke up a baby. And then I had to rock the baby to sleep while I watched it.
I was in the basement on my lunch at work and I was just like, I like literally like I froze. I was like,
I was like, happening? This is the shortest 45 minutes of my entire goddamn life.
Yeah. And then like my break was ending. I had 2 minutes. I was like, there's a Target in this plaza. I was like, guys, I will. Like, guys, I'll be right back. I gotta go to Target. And that was a 5 minute round trip. I walked down.
Walks into Target. Get me a Switch.
Yeah, I walk like straight to the back corner of the store because the entrance is here, but the electronics were back there, and I was like, I need one Nintendo Switch.
The guy behind the counter was like, I got you, B.
No, they were like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, I promised I wouldn't buy myself one until Animal Crossing had a release date. And they were like, oh, did it just get one? I was like, yes, the Direct just happened. We can it's only happening get more information. Now.
We can only get more information.
I'm so excited.
I think instead of getting, I don't think they're going to do a special edition console because that's the thing I was holding out on.
Yeah, I think they would have announced it.
They would have announced it with the at E3 because that's fucking big.
Yeah.
Instead, what I want to do is I want to find someone who will do like a custom shell that I can just put on my Switch. Yeah. Controller chaos. I'm gonna send you. Okay. Absolutely. Because like I'll pay for it. I would love it to look like the 3DS that came out with Animal Crossing New Leaf, because I have that, and it would be just the best. I also like I want like a very specific paint for the white. Like I want it to be like white with like a gold red shimmer, and then with the little like designs on it. I think that would be really cute.
That'd be so stinking cute.
Or like with just the leaf.
God, I fucking love Animal Crossing.
I fucking love Animal Crossing. Gamers Unite. Animal Crossing Gamers Unite.
Animal Crossing Gamers only.
No other, like, I don't want to say fandom, but no other fan base routinely makes pentagrams with the merch available from the game.
Fact. The real news.
And then like is still surprised when something happens, and not like just surprised but like thankful. Anyway, I could talk forever about Animal Crossing. I really could.
I have a feeling this will come up in the future.
You know when it comes out? Or like when they
26th?
March 20th, 2020, International Day of Happiness. Legit. I know. Okay. I know. All right. Well,
I feel like I can play piano.
Right.
Like, I have sparks in my fingers, and I can play piano.
Yeah. Animal Crossing is just so good. All right, we should close this out. Do you have anything to plug?
I freaking love Animal Crossing.
Me too.
Follow at Bombarded. No, I'm not on that podcast. You can follow me at J4Fusion on everything. Follow for follow. If you need me to make a blanket, or I could probably make a scarf. I think it's just, yeah, I could probably make a scarf. Yeah, let me know. I take sewing commissions at this time. Or pictures of dice. I can send you pictures of my dice. Yeah. So hit me up at J4Fusion. Let me know your thoughts for your thoughts. For your thought. Dan, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I have my personal website, nert.co. I put all my projects there. And then also, you can visit thelifecast.net. There are more podcasts there. It's mostly me and Greg, occasionally with Dan and Adam, doing The Lifecast, which is like our gaming podcast. And in the last one, Greg and I 100% just talked about Death Stranding and Hideo Kojima, which was great. And I want to start Leave It All to Us back up, but that's, you know, still in the works. I want to start the Shadowrun podcast back up, but I might wait for 6th edition. We'll see. And then we might start, like, the improv podcast back up. It's the whole thing. So, yeah, redesigns for those websites coming soon. If you like what you see, I'll have my Gumroad linked on my, like, website. You can buy the themes. Because I'm going to start, like, doing that and then selling the themes.
Yeah.
For WordPress, if that's your jam. Yeah. Another thing, our newsletter.
Ooh.
We're rebranding it. It's called Garbage Day. It's going to be random pictures of possums, interesting looking garbage, and raccoons at random intervals. We will not tell you when the first one is going out. You need, your task is to sign up and wait.
Yep.
No spam, no promotional content, just a picture.
Or two.
No, one.
A one? Oh, okay, cool.
One picture per email of a raccoon, a possum, or an interesting looking garbage. Sometimes two of those things will be in the same picture. Like, that's it.
We'd be spoiling
them. There's no other gimmick.
Can we put possums if it applies? Or not possums. Why can't I think of what I'm thinking of?
That is the trash one, possums.
Yeah, but the other one, you said possums and raccoons something, but the other trash one.
Skunks.
Skunks!
Yes.
Yes, the stinky boys.
Yeah, that's it. That's
okay. Yep, cool.
That's the newsletter.
Only stinky boys.
Only stinky boys. Only trash garbage monsters.
If we have fans, can we call them our stinky boys? Can just be a stinky boy.
Yeah.
Slide Ducks, you're a stinky boy.
OxyClean, you're a stinky boy.
Greg, you're a stinky boy.
Or girl.
Or girl.
If you identify, but...
Stinky people.
Just stinky. Stinky gremlin.
Stinky gremlins!
Our gremlins!
Oh, no, stinky gremlins.
I love just gremlins, because I am a gremlin. I'm a dice gremlin who will put dice in my mouth because I'm a child.
If I was, like... an NPC in a video game, and you, like, had to walk up to click on me, and, like, text would pop up, my noise would be, and, like, how, like, Princess Peach goes, like, yeah! Mine would be, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, same. Mine would be a kring, nick, nick. Every time.
Do you know what that roughly translates to, Diana?
What?
I think it translates to... Suck less.
Fuck more.
Howl at the moon.
Dress in black.
And worship wholeheartedly.
Oh, shit!
Now, Venture Tiana!
garbage bin, just like the fact that I'll lose Dave someday.
You won't, though.
Well, he's gotta die at some point.
I don't believe that. Dave's eternal. Dave,
bite me, bitch!
Dave is Thanos. That's why his hand's so big. It cover glove.
If Dave's a vampire and hasn't bitten me yet, I'm honestly so fucking offended.
You know Dave would bite you if he was a vampire.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he wouldn't want to cause you any harm.
He also wouldn't want to doom me to a life of lonely eternity.
Yeah, but wouldn't he be there?
Yeah, but, like, I'd have to see all my friends die.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.